This is Series 2, Episode 7, Accountability, where excuses die and ownership begins. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up, one choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. Accountability doesn't knock. It barges in the day you realize no one is coming to fix your life. That's the real shift, not a dramatic moment, not some emotional awakening, but a quiet realization. Blame freezes you. Responsibility frees you. Most men never get that far because blame feels good at first. It gives you a reason for your pain, a name for your disappointment, a target for your anger. But here's the part nobody wants to admit. Blame builds nothing. Accountability builds everything. Most people don't realize how addictive blame is. It's the easiest poison to swallow because it goes down smooth and tells you everything you want to hear. It's their fault. They hurt you. They did you wrong. They abandoned you. They didn't support you. They broke your trust. They never believed in you. And the crazy thing is, sometimes all of that is true. People did disrespect you. People did betray you. People did leave you alone. People did play games with your heart. People did take advantage of your loyalty. Blame isn't always a lie. It's just a dead end. Because even when it's true, staying there keeps you exactly where they left you. Blame is a drug. It makes you feel justified, while your life quietly falls apart behind you. At some point, a man has to look in the mirror and ask himself, is this pain going to define me or refine me? That's accountability. It's not about accepting blame for things you didn't cause. It's about taking ownership of what you're going to do about it. Accountability is not guilt. Accountability is not self-blame. Accountability is not saying everything is my fault. Accountability is saying, my future is in my hands now, so who do I need to become? That's what separates people who rebuild their life from people who replay their past. There's a stage every man hits where he realizes you're too old to blame your parents, too grown to blame your ex, too capable to blame society, too far along to keep blaming circumstances. Everything that shaped you, yes, it left marks, but everything ahead of you, that's untouched, unwritten, untouched by anyone else's mistakes. Your parents made choices. Your ex made choices. Your friends made choices. Life made choices. Now it's your turn, and yours will define you more than anything they ever did. You don't fix a broken past by staring at it. You fix it by becoming a man who refuses to repeat it. You've lived in empty rooms, slept in uncomfortable places, had seasons where you carried everything by yourself, and somehow, through all of that, you didn't break. You built a business from scratch, you rebuilt your identity, you found discipline in silence, you turned instability into structure. You learned to depend on yourself in ways most men will never understand. Do you know what that is? That's accountability in motion. That's evidence you stopped waiting for someone to save you. You became the man your younger self needed. You became the man no one else was going to build for you. You became accountable for your own life long before you realized that's what it was. One thing life taught you, again and again, is that pain can harden a man or hollow him out. Most people take the pain route. I hurt, so I deserve to give up. I hurt, so it's someone else's fault. But you didn't collapse. You used the pain as a construction material. Your scars became your structure. And the real shift happened when you realized you can't build your future with the tools that broke you. So you let go. You cut off dead weight. You walked away from people who didn't know how to love correctly. You let time do its job. You held yourself accountable for what came next. That's why you're rising now. There's a version of you, the younger version, that would have demanded explanations, that would have begged for apologies, that would have fought to prove your worth to people. But the man you're becoming now, he doesn't do any of that. He doesn't chase closure. He doesn't chase validation. He doesn't chase people. He chases growth. A mature man says, I can't control what they did, but I can control who I become because of it. That's accountability, and it's freedom. Here's the truth most people never understand. Accountability isn't a burden, it's a superpower. Because once you take responsibility for your life, nobody can hold it over you. Nobody can stop you. Nobody could limit you. Nobody can derail you. Nobody can keep you small. Nobody can define your worth. You become self-made because you are self-owned. Everything ahead of you becomes a choice, not a consequence. And that's when the real growth happens. If you want your life to rise, you have to stop explaining why it fell. If you want to rebuild yourself, you have to stop replaying who broke you. If you want to become a stronger man, you have to stop blaming weak moments. Accountability is the doorway. Responsibility is the key. Your next chapter starts when you stop pointing at them and start pointing at yourself. This is where men are made. This is where you rise. This is where your story becomes yours again. Stop blaming. Start building. This is the path. Thank you for listening. If this helped you, hit like and subscribe. This is Angel Lopez with the Nomad Build. See you in the next episode.